Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The right fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Paul. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paul. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew fires to first and picks off Tovar. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Quilici reaches second base with a double. Allison goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quilici scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 3 to nothing, Twins. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to second. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Hal Kurtz. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Quilici is called out on strikes. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosboro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hall. Rosboro reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosboro moves to third. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-2 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Oliva reaches third base with a triple. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Harris reaches second base with a double. Sims moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sims scores. Harris scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo bunts towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to second. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Roseboro hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Chance, and towards Quilici, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-3 in the game. Ulander hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Vern Fuller. Lee May pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into